guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, for a while now, a lot of us have kind of been doing our own thing, going our own way. And a lot of us did it before there was even a forum about it or a movement about it or anything like that. Just a lot of guys said, that's it, I'm out. Well, I'm telling you what, it's now coming to the point where enough guys are doing this that companies that focus on marriage and wedding and things like that need to change their game plans. So now there's such things as loner engagement rings. And why is this? Because number one, women, it's not about, oh, he proposed to me and I love him and I want to be with him for the rest of my life. It's, is this Instagram worthy? Right? So I got a story here that I'm going to read and then we'll talk about it a little bit. But I thought this was kind of a fun one because it shows you that we're actually making a difference in the world of weddings. So it says, a newest trend in marriage proposals, the loner engagement ring. The age-old tradition of presenting a prospective future spouse with a ring is being shaken up with a new trend, loner engagement rings. You know, I could say they're all loner engagement rings. I mean, you may not get it back, but the odds that it's a forever thing is not so good. Getting married has become this horrifyingly complex and shallow list of to-dos that has pretty much killed my belief in true love. It seems like people concoct an idea of a dream wedding and then settle on a person who kind of fits the image they've drummed up in their minds. Hint, when he says people in this story, he means women. People seem to have very clear ideas of what they want their significant other to look like and sound like, what kind of job, car, hobbies, and interests they should have, in addition to clear expectations about how they wish to be romanced and by whom. These Instagram-obsessed folks also have a clear vision for how they want to be proposed to, and a huge part of that is the ring they get during said proposal. What I find interesting about this is that, you know, there was a point in time, I remember, I guess it would have been my aunt or my great-aunt. I forget which one it was, on my father's side, it would have been my father's sister, so I guess that'd be my aunt. Anyway, she had her first engagement ring, and it was very small. It was just a tiny little diamond, but she was very much in love, and they wanted to get married, and he didn't have enough money for a ring, but it was the proposal, and it was him, you know, giving his love to her. Now it has to be Instagram worthy, and it has to be, oh, I can't wait to show off all my friends. It's a bragging right about what a great guy she got and how important to him that she is, which is a reflection of how great she is and how much money he makes and how successful and wonderful their life is going to be, blah, blah, blah. But the truth of it is that if the ring is not right now, there's many forums, and actually what steered me towards finding this story was a story of a girl that got an engagement ring that was passed down through the family for a couple of generations. So it was yellow gold, which was very popular. I mean, white gold hasn't been out, I think, but maybe for 100 years. And so it was yellow gold, which is not quite the in fashion right now. And it had like a ruby and a diamond in it instead of just a diamond. And she was just not happy with it, even though it was an incredibly important ring for the family. And it was the message from the family that they were looking forward to having her as a part of the family. And here's an heirloom of our family. Nope, not good enough because it wasn't the right style. And she didn't know how to tell him that she didn't want to wear the ring. And it's just selfish, selfish crap. That in and of itself would be enough for me. If I proposed and she was kind of like, forget it. Not only is the engagement off, you're off. Hit the bricks. So let's see. They continue on. Never mind the fact that diamonds are one of the greatest marketing scams in the history of rocks, which they are, and it's through the De Beers family, if you're ever curious to look it up. They're as common as quartz, but monopolized by one family. But if you get the supposed love of your life the wrong kind of ring, you will face an unholy poop storm of guilt and shame that could threaten the very fabric of your relationship. Unless, you know, the two of you are actually in love, then you'll be fine. The ludicrousness of our species mating and courting habits aside, when one finally decides to swallow the pride and suffer the ignominy of wasting money purely to participate in a stupidly contrived social phenomenon, as I and many others have, you're going to try and minimize the monetary damage as much as possible. And buying a ring your spouse to be isn't thrilled with isn't the best way to go about that. So again, even they're saying here that the prospects of this going well or even making it to the wedding are so poor that now the loner ring has come out. And again, this is also because women now have this perfect picture of the guy and the wedding and the ring, and that if it doesn't meet her standards, then she's not going to be happy. If that's not enough to tell you right now to steer clear of marriage, I mean, this says right here what direction society is going in. Enter the loner ring, an inexpensive piece of jewelry that acts as a deposit towards the actual ring you want to give your beloved. Or if she runs off and does something stupid, you're not out as much money. That's probably the more likely of the happenings. Vox covered a story involving one such couple who participated in the practice, Rachel Yu and her fiancé, Jamie. Although Jamie had a good idea about the kind of ring Rachel wanted, thanks to Pinterest, because she already picked it out, because it's, you know, for reasons, he was still unsure. So instead of dropping 3 months or whatever amount of months it's supposed to be now, salary, on some overly priced shard of carbon, he opted for to borrow one. Nice copy editing, Distractify. So I do believe it, that it, the common thing is 3 months prior to taxes. So let's say you make a comfortable $60,000 a year. That's $5,000 a month. That's a $15,000 ring on $60,000 a year. Not happening. No way, no shape, no how. If you were very comfortable and you're making 100 G a year, $30,000. Sorry. That $30,000, I'd save that $30,000 and take whatever I was going to buy, like a new car. Like, I think the average price of a new car now is $36,000, or it was within the last couple of years. I'd take that $30,000 for the ring, take the $35,000 average price for a new car. I'd have $65,000. Joker's getting a nice car, let me tell you. His wife, Rachel, loved the design, but Jamie explained it wasn't the actual ring. That confused his bride-to-be because she thought it was absolutely perfect. See, if you just kept your mouth shut, you could have gotten a $500 or a $200 ring. It says $200 here. Could have kept your mouth shut and gotten away with a $200 ring. Life is good. But no, you just talked yourself into several thousands of dollars. Good going, champ. The $200 loaner was the exact same ring, but with one minor difference. The stone was a cubic zirconia and not a diamond. Jamie could have just been like, deuces, she likes it, I'm going to use some of these G's for a down payment on a home. Instead, he did the honorable thing later on and upgraded the zirconia to a diamond. Honestly, this sounds like a much better approach. Better yet, for the first 5 years of marriage, keep the CZ. Once you hit that five-year mark, upgrade to a diamond. Now, I'd say wait till you're 10 for the diamond. You're 10, you get a flamethrower attachments, 20 teleportation, 30 years of marriage, add Bluetooth with a Spotify subscription. Just kidding, the last three are actually useful. This writer of this article has been burned, and I like the way he writes. More than a few jewelers are hopping on this trend, like Helzberg Diamonds, who recently released the Will You Ring. It's a $50 size 7 band you can use as a placeholder ring to pop the question. This way, if your partner says no, you're not staring at your credit card balance or bank account all day waiting for that refund to kick in. Here's what's cool. If she does say yes to a $50 ring, she's legit, right? And then you can tell her, look, this is just... But size 7, the average woman's weight, I believe right now, is 160 pounds in the U.S. I'm going to look that up at the end of this video out of curiosity. So a size 7 band isn't going to cut it. You may want to shoot for a 9 or a 10 there, champ. CEO of Helzberg's Beryl Raff said the company created the Will You Ring to merge blah, 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 blah. Abby Sparks Jewelry offers a loaner ring that costs $500. So let's see. Is there anything else here? Personally, I think it's another brilliant marketing strategy from jewelers. So basically what you can do is you can buy this $500 ring in this case, and then you offer it to her. If she says no, you get store credit. So you still have to buy something from them at some point. How loser is that? Okay, let's look up average woman weight. Because I know I've looked at this here. Age and height and tables and more. I want to say it was 168. Let's see, these are ages. Come on. Oh, here you go. Age group. Checked, and this is 2016, so this is going back 4 years now. Age group 20 to 39, 167.6 pounds, son. That is outweighing me by 12 and a half pounds because I'm only like a buck 55 or so. Holy cow. You know, these days of the young petite young ladies like that were in the movies back in the going all the way up through, I guess you'd say the 80s and the 90s, and you'd look at that. That's why a lot of guys like Asian women, because they're petite. Not all of them, and not forever, but young Asian women are usually petiter. But 167 pounds. Yep, gonna need a size 9 or 10 on that loner ring. So guys, I will leave it there. But there's the story for you. The marriage and proposals, and women have gotten so picky over the ring having to be perfect and everything else having to be perfect that now it's not even, you can't just surprise her with a ring. You have to now either A, get her to help you design it, which is just lame because you know she's going to go expensive and big, or B, you have to give her a crappy little one to at least propose and then have her go in the store with you to pick out her own ring. Oh, romance. It is so awesome. Isn't love in the year 2020 just wonderful? Guys, I'll leave it there. If you like my work, links are below to help me out. And for those of you that have donated directly, thank you. And the best way you can support my work, watch my older videos. That is a great way to support my work, is by watching my older videos. And of course, like, comment, and share. We will leave it there, guys. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one. Thank you.